This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us. That's right, friends. We are recording this episode of 5x5 live in front of a studio audience on the sixth floor of the Candy Factory. It's great to have everybody with us tonight. Thanks for being here. And our special guest on tonight's program, Jenna. Give me your last name, Robina.
Robino.
Got it. Jenna Robina. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here with you both.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, gosh, I struggle answering this question because I like a lot of things.
This is fine, but there are no rules.
Great.
You can make something up. Awesome. You can just make something up like you've never done before in your entire life. Like I surf on ice turtles.
I really want, you know what I want? I want like an Oksana Bayul moment. You know, the ice skater.
Wow. That's a,
isn't that wildly random? Like, she came into full view in my brain right now. Like, I want to land a triple axel.
Yeah.
Like, you with language. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. But I see myself at that caliber of athletic, you know, precision.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that,
I didn't even
right?
know what to say about it yet.
Dressed in a unicorn outfit. Like, a very tightly fit, you know, tailored unicorn outfit. Maybe with the track of a Tina Turner song. Landing a triple axel and just nailing it.
Let's hear it. Come on. Let's bring that. Everybody has a visual right now.
Right?
Something's going on inside your head. Like, and I'm cheering for that.
You see it? Yeah.
Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I feel so welcome. I
know this, so I'm going to just bring it up. But you're only in town for a little bit, right?
Yeah. I'm like Mary Poppins. I dropped in on a little house sitting spell.
And doing it, and you're out.
We'll see what happens.
If this goes well, you'll have to come back to Lancaster. Otherwise, you're just like, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. Just get the hell out of here.
Come to make a splash.
Hire one of those internet companies to like block this, to like move it down the search engine. Right?
Sure.
So when they type your name in, 5x5 is nowhere to be found.
I love where your head's at.
So this is a podcast called 5x5. Here's how it works. I have a podcast. Hey, Diggs, I have a podcast. His name is Frank.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I have an iPod. I mean, an iPad. That was for you. I have an iPad. His name is Frank. He's sitting right next to me. He's going to dish up five random topics. We're going to talk about each topic for 5 minutes. We're going to hear a little jingle.
Cool.
And we're moving on to the next topic. You can't stop. I mean, you can't keep going. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking
about. It's a train that keeps moving.
Thank you very much. Well said. You want to take over?
I think I need a co-host. So you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's all this Hopper refresher I've been drinking all night.
It's not alcoholic
stuff.
I've been mixing. It's crazy in my head.
And we are recording tonight on the sixth floor of the Candy Factory. We are launching our Candy Factory social club season tonight. 6 months of awesome events we have programmed for Candy Factory members and season pass holders. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to coworkinginlancaster.com, scroll down just a little bit to the Social Club season pass, click on that. All the information is there. All the events we have coming up are there, and you can find out how you can get yourself in the door. There you go.
Sounds good.
I'm feeling good. Are you feeling good?
Yeah. I'm feeling groovy.
You ready to roll?
Let's rock.
This is episode 74 of the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast. That's a lot of episodes, Diggs.
It's a lot.
It's always a pleasure to hang out with you, too, by the way.
You guys are great together.
Well, thank you.
Episode 74. Here we go. Frank, topic number one is Wordle. Wordle. Jenna, where are you at on Wordle?
I'm at a very healthy fascination with the game. I've only played it 3 times.
How'd you do?
I did excellent, actually.
Good job.
I think my first word was bread.
Fair.
Okay. And I like bread, so that stayed in my brain.
That's how that works.
I paid attention to Wordle for about 4 days. Sometime I don't even remember when it was. So refresh my memory. This is the 5-letter game.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 letters, you get 6 tries, not 5. Otherwise, it would be pretty nice symmetry. But somebody thought of that. It's weird. But yes, you get 6 tries to get a 5-letter word, and then colors come up to help you figure out if
that's right. I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep,
well,
I'm back.
Maybe our audience doesn't. So I got to. Should I keep going or
no? No. Does everybody know
Google
what
it.
Wordle is?
Google it.
Does anybody want him to keep going on that?
I don't.
Diggs, do you do Wordle?
Some friends in the audience. Do I Wordle?
Yes.
Okay.
They're doing it right now.
That sounded like a game show audience.
That was pretty. We didn't even practice that. That was great. But yes, I'm a big fan of Wordle. And most of the like New York, because Wordle was independent, and then New York Times got a hold of it, which I'm not complaining. I think actually that's been great. Because then there's a bunch of other games in the New York Times like games app that I'd also play, largely because of Wordle. Like I really wouldn't have gotten into them without like Wordle.
So it's a gateway game.
Yeah.
You start
at
with,
least it was. It was. Yeah.
You start with Wordle and then you
just you fall down a rabbit hole.
This one's free, kid.
Yeah.
Come back tomorrow. Bring your friends.
Precisely.
Sorry, I know that was creepy too. It's creepy tonight. So you've only played Wordle a couple of times?
Yeah, with like a friend who's really into words, like loves language. So I think it's like a positive, good thing.
No, it's a healthy
yeah,
thing.
It's a healthy
I
thing.
I think Wordle's probably good yeah. for society. I didn't realize it was still popular though.
Yeah, and then also there are a bunch of like offshoots of it. There's like a version where I think you can do like two words at the same time or four words at the same time. So you guess the same letter.
Wordle.
Across, yeah. That's a better name for it than what they came up. I think it's called Quirtle.
Terrible.
But then also, it's also spawned like things in like completely different genres. So there's Immaculate Grid, which is something I also play with some friends here, which is like all sports related. So it's like a baseball one where you get like a team and another team or a stat. Then you have to like remember like, okay, who fits the overlap of those two things. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that's like come out of like the popularity of Wordle.
Wow.
Since, I don't know if Wordle started in the pandemic. I think it must've started in the pandemic, at least timing wise. And then it's kind of spawned off to these like myriad other games that are just like, you know, either you like them or you don't, but it's fun that they exist.
I think the guy made the thing for his girlfriend or something. Am I making that up? Did I dream that?
That's the backstory.
Yeah, like some guy was like, "I'm going to make this nice little game for my girlfriend," and then the New York Times gave him like that's a dream. That's unbelievable.
Sweet gift.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Like then they call and they're just like, "Yeah, we'll give you millions of dollars for this thing mm-hmm. that you just made up."
That's romantic.
I got to make something up.
Is it? I don't know. Second guessing that.
Now, Wordle people like Scrabble people, like Wheel of Fortune people, It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune, right? Or crossword puzzle people.
Crossword, yeah. Because, I'm also a big crossword fan.
Like, I'm not a crossword person, though, but I like Wordle.
Yeah, but you only played it like three times. I don't
know. True.
Beginner's
enthusiasm.
Yeah, we're going to put like in air quotes there.
This is true. Keep it light.
You know.
That's fair.
That's fair.
But is there a game that you color. Like that you love that like others are like, what is that?
Wait, I didn't catch the first part of that.
So, is there a game or something that you really like that like that's popular or like or maybe it may not be popular?
I like the scratch and you know like getting like a Powerball.
The lottery, you like the scratch.
I like a scratch and sniff moment. Is it a sniff? Don't you sniff the lottery cards that you get? I know.
No.
I like things where, like the games I like to play require a penny that right. you scratch. Fair. That's
Jenna's down at the turkey.
I'm
hill.
Not
She's
a digital
like,
on the phone game.
You want
player.
The money? You want
I want the
chance.
Money.
That's fair. That's fair. I take it.
Do you go to casinos? Are you a casino?
Occasionally have a casino moment.
You go in. You
I
go
do.
Hang out.
I just want to be
smoke,
in the nicotine
smoke some camels
cloud. Yes.
All night. Yeah.
Play some blackjack.
Hit the slots.
Yeah. Give them $100 of my hard-earned money.
Yeah, House always wins. Mm. Yeah, you're not coming out. That's just no good end to that
It's
story.
The Italian in me. I got to like, it's the bookie.
Mm. I know, Diggs, you're a crossword guy, too.
Yes.
You think that there's some symmetry there between the Wordle and the...
At least overlap. Yeah, there's some overlap. Because it's the... I think it works the same... Muscles. I don't know. I'm not a neuro person, even though I just had a concussion. I probably should know more. But like, I think there's something.
Welcome back.
To,
by the way.
Thank you. Yes. that's another story.
He was speaking fluent French there for about 3 days.
Drop that and move on.
Just move along. But no, I think there's probably some overlap in like what part of the brain gets tickled by doing something like a word and a crossword.
Yeah. Similar
brain tickling. I'd like to talk more about that.
I tell you what. The The crossword people in at the candy factory are nuts.
No, we're just committed.
Committed. Nice.
Well, the puzzle has been solved on topic number one.
Nice button, sir.
We're moving on to topic number two. The train is moving, as she said earlier. Mm-hmm. Topic number two of this episode of 5x5, bath or shower? Bath or shower? Me, I'm a shower guy. I'm a shower guy.
Well, wait. Bath, who's for bath?
Let me hear the baths out there.
All right,
that feels pretty weak. How about the showers? Oh. That's hands down. Anybody listening, they're like, well, the audience left.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They ran that crew off.
Some big shower heads out there, that's for sure.
Hands down with the showers. The people are into it back there. They're like hollering. They're like, yeah, give me.
They're going crazy over the water fountain right now.
It's contentious, yeah.
Diggs, where are you at with it?
So I kind of need baths. I have a tendon condition.
Just dropped like a tendon condition?
I do, yes. Again, we're just going to move along.
But you can't say these things, just move on.
Oh, but I can. I just did. Look at that, see?
Okay, that's fair.
But it's more, so honestly, it's like specifically in like when it's the major seasonal changes, like it really helps me. Like very recently, I like had a day where I wished I had taken a bath the day before, and I just was laid up at home because I hadn't done it. I was just being dumb. So for me, I love a bath, but I also like really do love just like standing in the shower for a long time.
Yeah, it could have been bath and or shower.
No, that's no fun. Then you don't get. Then you don't get the contentiousness.
I'm just saying No. I'm not saying for those people.
To be honest, I am an and.
Jenna, where are you at?
I am. Both have special places in my heart. So there, I can stay in a shower for 20 minutes plus, and like really solve a lot of deep world issues within my internal life and then in my external life. I like a shower moment.
You have like a whiteboard. You have like a whiteboard in there.
There is an Aqua Note that you can get on Amazon. Aqua Notes. So I come up with like the best ideas and like songs and stuff in the shower. It's also got great acoustics, but you can go on Amazon, buy like Aqua Notes and write notes. It's like a waterproof notepad.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And it's like your little slice of sanctuary and just like poetic inspiration. But I like to do a shower, then a bath, because I feel like you need to clean off before you're in your juices.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That's actually not a bad idea. You know?
Shit got
it's
real.
Like, take a shower before you go in the pool.
Yeah, right.
With the kids.
Or the hot tub.
That's where I'm at.
So you shower, then you bath, and then do you shower out of the bath? You get
maybe,
back up and
depends what kind of mood
throw
I'm
throw it back
depends
on.
Depends what I'm drinking, Jason.
Three hours and 45 minutes later, you're coming
truly,
out of the bathroom.
The water bill is ridiculous.
got a knock.
Person I'm house sitting for, I'm sorry. I apologize in advance.
That's going to say.
How expensive your water bill is going to be.
The city of Lancaster is coming after them. They're like, we think you have a leak, ma'am. We think there's a leak in your house. This water bill just spiked. I don't know what the hell happened.
It's me. I'm the leak.
You went away this one month in September of 2023. Look at it. Spiked. I think you got a leak under your house.
It's me. I'm the problem.
I'm a shower guy, and mostly it's because of the length of my body. Because there's not a lot of bathtubs that I've had that I've lived in houses that I fit in.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Just oversized.
Yeah.
Just looking dumb. Feeling, you know what I mean? Feeling dumb. Getting, it's like, I, you know, draw a nice bath like the French do. You know what I mean? Like, draw a bath. You know? I go and get in there and I'm just like sticking way out of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's just way too much of me and I get cold.
Mm.
Right? So I'm like a cold guy. Like, I got with the blankets and everything and the layers and the long johns. So when I'm in the tub, like three quarters of me is out. Floating around in the air, you know what I mean? It gets cold.
Suffering.
It gets cold. So that's why I don't take a bath. If you made like a 8 foot long, you know, 3 foot deep, whatever, like Baron would put in his
like the Wim Hof, like the ice barrels.
Like a water feature. If you made like an 8 foot water feature in the bathroom that I could go in like snorkel. You know what I mean? Like I could get down in there.
Work on that, Baron.
I'd do the baths. I would do them.
What about jacuzzi?
I would do a jacuzzi. Yeah, I mean, we had an inflatable hot tub during the pandemic.
Oh, can we have one at the TCF?
We can. We can. And All Ann
Kirby. New member suggestion coming through.
All Ann Kirby had to hear was that suggestion, and she's ordering it on Amazon right now. I can see her over there. She's got her phone out. She's like, yep.
It conveniently won't arrive until after you've left.
We're ordered.
Everything cool happens after you leave. Your college campus gets updated after you leave.
Correct.
But I got to tell you, we were out in Chicago, and we experienced this thing called the Greek baths.
I'm going to tell you something, friends.
I'm going to tell you something. Come, get a little closer here. The Greek baths in Chicago are out of this world. It's basically like an old warehouse with like, I don't know, 10 indoor pools inside this warehouse that are all different kinds of water. You know what I mean?
Tell me about the different kinds of water.
Like the salt water. And you have the salt, and then you have
saltier
the
water.
You have the saltier water.
Or you float.
Oh, seriously.
Then you have they have the warm water and the cold bath, and you have the I'm not going to get the 10 if you're over
that's
there.
That's why my brain there's is no way. Like,
there's no way I'm getting the 10.
Is there brackish?
But it was just I don't know. I mean I all I know is that we had like 90 minutes to go bath to bath inside this place.
90 minutes.
It was 90 minutes. So you wouldn't have made it.
I wouldn't.
But anyway, well, shit, I had it.
They're pulling the drain.
Yeah, right. Thanks, Dix. We just pulled the drain on topic number three. We're going on, moving on. To,
so
I mean, topic number two. We're going on to topic number three, which is chicken.
Oh, ha! Chicken.
I was going to do it during accents, but I thought that would get weird. And that was the last episode. Chicken. I love chicken.
Say more. You're pro or con?
Chicken is my protein. And I'm proud to say that. Chicken is my go-to
chicken
protein.
Chicken is my protein.
I'll put chicken on anything.
A declaration.
I'm serious. I'll put chicken on a chocolate cake. I'll put chicken on anything. I'm not kidding you.
No.
I love chicken.
I agree. Not that much.
How do you like your chicken? Do you like it seasoned? Shit. Do you like it grilled? Do you like it broiled?
I don't care.
Boiled?
You know what my favorite kind of chicken is?
What?
Those rotisserie chickens. Do you get? Who loves them rotisserie chickens, right?
Yeah.
It's about half the people are looking at me right now like, no way. Like,
that's life-changing.
You can't get me to eat that. I see those faces out there. But the other half are on my team.
I missed the market. There was a Boston market that was just outside of town for years and years. It's long gone. But
did they do the rotisserie chickens at Boston Market?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Boston.
I grew up on Boston Market.
Jesus. That's like, yeah, that was a whole, like, the tagline.
Yeah. All right. I go to Giant.
Well,
for those of you in our global audience, Giant is a supermarket chain, a grocery store chain here in the central Pennsylvania area. It's based in Harrisburg. That's the capital of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Those are for our global fans. That little tidbit was for our global fans. I go to Giant and I buy the rotisserie chicken. It's like $7.
Because Marty's following you around.
Oh, don't even talk to me about Marty. $7 for a rotisserie chicken. You can feed a whole family. You can All right, Nate in the back. No one's going to be able to hear that.
Thank you for the shout-out. Frisco's?
He's yelling about Frisco's, a local place. Giant's a Pennsylvania company. Come on. Give me a break.
Fair.
But Frisco's is great, too. I'm going to give you that.
This is true.
Let me hear it.
Does Frisco's do rotisserie?
Sponsor our next episode.
It's here for Frisco's.
Yeah. Frisco's has a rotisserie. Yeah,
great chicken.
Yeah.
But that's my favorite kind. Rotisserie chickens, you just buy that. It's like the meal's done. Supper's ready, folks. Mm-hmm. Supper's ready. A little tub of potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the potato salad in the back, you swing back around, you grab the rotisserie on your way out the door, you got supper.
It's comfort. It's comfort.
That's my favorite kind, but I'll eat any kind of chicken. I like to grill it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. For yourself?
Just like put it on the grill.
Mm.
Grill
no marinating? No.
No.
Just slap that
There's
chicken.
No, I don't marinate anything.
Okay.
Do you like chicken?
I do. I love a rotisserie chicken. I just started roasting my own chickens because Ina Garten has changed my life. You can... 45 minutes to an hour. You can make your own rotisserie chicken.
Wait.
What was that name?
I roast my own chicken. I used to do the Costco thing, but then I looked at all the ingredients. I'm like, I can't pronounce this shit. So I'm going to go to Ina Garten, Barefoot Contessa. All hail her. This goes out to you, Barefoot. And then you put like potatoes and carrots and all of it underneath. It's like a beautiful, gumbo. And then you put thyme and butter and garlic and you stuff it with some lemon and some citrus.
Sounds good.
It's the best meal. Everybody should know how to roast a chicken.
Yeah. I'm drooling over here. It's unbelievable.
It's droolable.
So where do you get it again?
I get it from you go to a Giant or a grocery store.
You just buy
a nice quality rotisserie chicken.
That's uncooked.
That's 5 pounds. Do 5 pounds. That's start uncooked. There. It's uncooked. Yeah.
An uncooked.
You bring
chicken.
It home. You talk to it. And you're like, thank you so much for being a part of my belly in about an hour. Like.
And then you.
You gotta love it and rub it with all the good herbs, and then you make friends.
What's the marinade? Did you was there a marinade part of that? Or did I miss it?
Wait, what?
Did you was there a marinade part to that? Or did
there, you do. Yeah, do butter. You do butter, salt and pepper. You gotta pat it down. You gotta wash the chicken in water. You gotta rinse it and then you pat it dry.
Wait a minute. This just got.
You should see my hands working, guys.
This just got. This just got way too complicated.
Just got a little heated.
No.
I'm fine. I was enjoying it. Jesus.
No, wait a minute. No, because this is just got really complicated. You're talking about washing. What? Now you're talking about washing chickens.
You gotta rinse the chicken.
I don't rinse any chicken.
You gotta give it a cute little bath. Chickens like baths.
I'm not rinsing
not
a chicken.
Not showers.
I'm just gonna make a statement right now. I'm not gonna rinse a chicken. If Giant will sell that chicken like post-rinsed. Like, if they'll rinse it.
It's a new marketing term, post-rinse chicken.
Yeah, post-rinse chicken, like cage-free post-rinse. I'm getting them all about it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to.
This chicken was at a Greek bath about 3 weeks ago.
I'm not going to give a chicken a bath. Like, I'm just not going
to
do it.
It's good to have standards, Jason.
Although, you know what? I do have one of those.
It'll fit in your tub, though.
Oh, it would fit in my tub. could you imagine walking into my house, I got a chicken in the shower? Chicken. I'd line up a half a dozen of them in that shower.
And would you start to ask, like, do we need to have an intervention here?
Do you like any? Is there any other kind of chicken you like? Fried chicken?
Yeah. I mean, I come from a Southern family, but black people, so yes.
Yeah. Oh, fried chicken.
I like myself some fried chicken. I don't eat it though because I've been told it's bad for me.
What?
Probably not true. It's like butter. What are you laughing at? Today, I grew up in the 80s. Butter was the devil, right? I was giving people margarine, these heart patients. I was giving them margarine. I was a waiter. So I didn't just like walk around handing out margarine to people. And they would say, hey, this guy over here, he's got heart problems. It was a country club, so they knew who the people were. And they were like, don't give him any butter because he's got heart problems. That, like 15 years later, they're like, no, reverse. Go with butter. Anyway, we're pulling the chicken out of the oven on topic number 3. We're going to topic number 4 of this episode of 5x5. When do you arrive at the airport? When do you arrive at the airport? Let me tell you. Let me tell you when Ann Kirby and myself arrive at the airport. The day before the flight is when we get to the airport. Let me just tell you that. Yeah, the day before.
There's a story.
Yeah, we just recently went on a vacation, like in the last few weeks, and we had to go to we got to the airport, right? We got checked in through the security. We sit down. We've got 4 hours to wait. At that point, I looked at my watch. I said, "Well, we got 4 hours. We got 4 hours. Let's find some Wi-Fi. Gonna download some shit." Yeah, we go really early. I don't go early, but I travel with Ann Kirby.
But we go really early.
Yes, I see. Yeah. We woke up at this place. We were on an island, a Caribbean island. First time I'd ever been on one of these islands, right? And they have cabs. Well, I'm going to put air quotes around the cabs. They have these passenger vans. Then these guys just come pick you up. You negotiate a fare, and then you go and you give them cash.
Negotiate a fare. Mm.
Yeah, there's no meter or anything. And the flight was like 1:30 or something like that. She's like, we should probably get the taxi for like 8 in the morning. It's like a 15-minute drive. Call the hotel. The hotel's like, nah. They're like, nah, we'll book you a cab at like, I don't know, 12. You know what I mean? It's like 15 minutes over there. There's like, the airport's like the size of this building. You know what I mean? There's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we walk through. Yeah, you get through security and I was like taking my shoes off and stuff. Like, you know, you ever have those moments where you get there and there's so few people that you don't even have time to like disrobe or whatever you have to do to get through security. You know what I'm saying? Because they're pushing. They're like, come on, sir. Come on. You're just like, hold on a minute.
Aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. We were through security faster. It took us longer to get from the cab into the airport than to get from the airport to seated waiting again. So.
But then something went wrong, clearly.
Nothing went wrong.
You said it was the day before. Oh, that was an exaggeration.
That's an exaggeration. That was what we call hyperbole here in Pennsylvania.
I get it. But I was like, and there was some calamity. You were stuck on the island for an extra day. I see.
That'd have been nice.
Right. I was expecting this.
When do you get to the airport, Jenna? Enough about me.
It depends on the airport. Like, if JFK, like, I need to give myself at least 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's
fair. There's a lot of construction, you know? I was just in Italy recently, and I showed up an hour before my flight.
How did they take that? Was that good?
Well, Italians generally run late. Okay. Like, just a good 45 minutes.
So you were way early.
I was. And there's always just, like, delays. But I like a good 2 hour buffer.
2 hours?
Yeah. Like, if my flight leaves at 4:45, I'm there at 2:45.
Okay. Ann Kirby's clapping for 2 hours. She'll take 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's just like, okay, take Jenna's 2 hours. We'll double it. Well, no, just
I see your two. I raise you two.
Yeah, just to be safe. Diggs, you're a flyer. You're a traveler.
Yeah, I've cut it close sometimes when I really shouldn't have. But like just coming back from San Francisco, I sort of knew I was going to be all right because it was a red eye flight. So I got there with like, it was like an hour, 10 minutes before, hour 10 before the flight took off. So I guess 40 minutes before boarding started. And that was a breeze. But again, it was late at night. Like if it was like earlier in the day in San Francisco, I would have probably given myself at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. So it does depend. Depends on the airport. Depends on the time of day. Yeah. Like first flight out of Harrisburg, though, I've done like half an hour.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That was, I overslept. It was not planned, but I made the flight though. So
time does matter.
Yes.
That 4 hours that I was talking about. We got there at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, 5:30 in the morning. There was no traffic. There was nothing. It was us and the guy sweeping.
Truly.
The guy was sweeping the airport, and he's like, what the hell are you people doing here? There's not a flight for like 4 hours. What are you?
So anyway. Part of the cleaning crew, yeah.
Let me ask you a question about flying. Mm. I'm dying to know this. Do you eat the snack?
Yeah.
Everybody eats this bloody. Do you ever notice that? Let me ask you, what last flight you took, what was the snack?
The little cookie.
Yeah. American? Did you fly American?
Yeah.
What? Mine was like the little, so it was Neos. It's a really cheap airline that only leaves like Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, I didn't
know. I thought that was the snack. Right? I'm sorry.
It's I did too. I was right? like, Neos, is that like a
Neos,
chocolate?
Yeah.
Neos, okay.
did they give you a
They
snack?
Give you like a panini. Like they give you like a, because you're going to Italy, so they give you like a nice... Like
well,
not
shit,
panino, excuse me. It's not panini because panini is different than a panino is like a singular thing. It's hot. It's warm. It's got prosciutto in it.
That sounds fantastic.
It's delicious.
That's not a snack. I'm talking about like when they give you like three pretzels.
No, they don't. They don't give you any of that.
But the last time you didn't fly to Italy.
Okay. Terra Blue chips on JetBlue. So good.
Oh, yeah.
So you're eating. You're just all about the snacks.
I'm the lady in the movie theater. It's like stuff and food in her face. Yeah.
I find it fascinating because, you know, I'll get on an airplane and there'll be like three pretzels in this little bag. And they come around and they hand out, you know, and everybody just like opens it up. You know what I'm talking about? And you just look around and everyone's just like the flight's like an hour and a half long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The flight's like an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. You just spent, you know, $800 at Starbucks, right, on all the shitty breakfast sandwiches from the microwave before you even got on the thing. And they pull out the little three.
So true. Little pterodactyl hands.
Well, the plane has landed on topic number four, friends. This is topic number five of this episode of 5x5.
That's a great question.
Frank. Wait, don't tell me. You can do it. Come on. There were a lot of gasps for those of you in our global audience who are listening to this right now and aren't seeing the pictures. There were a lot of gasps. I just wanted to hear you guys yell out for wait, don't tell me.
So could you remind me? I think this was so way, way, way back in the day. We did a pilot of just us. And I think we talked about this on that pilot that's never aired, which I'm not salty about in the way that you're not salty about the 4 hours ahead at the airport. But I think I remembered bringing this up because I think Carl Castle had recently
passed away
or something. I can't remember. Or
he retired.
I thought he had passed away.
He
definitely
retired.
But
he might still be alive. I don't know.
Sorry, if we just killed you, I apologize. But there was something around him, and I was like, oh, yeah, well, I want to talk about him. Now I don't remember any of the facts. I remember looking up facts and being like, oh, I've got things to type. But
well, you know, this is 5x5. We have no rules here.
This is
true. So we can talk about anything.
Rules,
do you like the... Okay, for anybody who doesn't know, Wait, Don't Tell Me is
Just stop listening. Just turn this off.
It's a radio program.
go listen to it.
That airs on...
Ah! Somebody NPR, doesn't know.
Right? Yeah, National Public Radio. It's oh. it's a radio program, and it's a very topical, funny show.
Yes.
Paula Poundstone's on that, right?
She is a comedian.
I like to say her name, yeah. Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone is a regular on the show.
So it's usually three comedians, three funny people, mostly comedians, who will then like answer questions about like news topics of the day, et cetera, just like to give the full like backstory. And then there's, oh my God, I'm forgetting his name. Peter Sagal is the host. Sagal. And there's always like an old retired newsman who's the scorekeeper. One was Carl Castle, and currently it's Bill. I'm Bill. What's his name?
We'll look it up.
Doesn't matter.
Don't worry about it.
But anyway, we'll so it's like it's just show. One of those. It's one of those podcasts that like kind of can get you through. Like if you don't really want to watch the news or listen to the news, and you still want to learn something but laugh right. at the same time, this is like a good.
I should listen to that more.
Yeah.
Have you? You've listened to it? Though.
I haven't. I've enjoyed it, and then I've lost touch with it. And I feel I've completely really lost touch. Returning with it.
back in the what do they call it? The aughts? The late aughts. When I was first getting into podcast listening, I had an iPod, the click wheel one.
Oh, right. I miss those.
Yeah, the click. I still use it.
Made a tick sound.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a tick sound for anybody who's I don't know, anybody not know what I'm talking about with the iPod, the click wheel.
The old click wheel.
All right, good. So I had this iPod, and that's where the podcasting stuff comes. So you would sync it. Mm-hmm. You would actually plug it into your computer at night, and you would click a button in the morning, and it would sync your podcasts. Onto this device. Mm. Yeah, man. He's like, all about it. He's like, yeah, bring that shit back.
The Stone Age.
I still have it. It's in my van. I'll buy it. Oh, it's not for sale, my friend. It's not for sale. Anyway, and I would queue up. I was driving a lot for work. I was driving up to, like as far as Long Island from here for like a meeting and then back. So I was listening to a ton of podcasts. And I would listen to Wait, Don't Tell Me. And you're right. It gives you the news. It was sort of like how The Daily Show was. You know what I mean? You would get the news. But you would get it presented in a very funny way. Do you have a favorite NPR program that you listen to? Do you listen to NPR programs?
I do. But my original one was All Songs Considered.
All Songs Considered.
Yeah. And actually, Bob Boylan just retired. I just saw that. So the guy behind Tiny Desk Concerts and all that other stuff. Like, I don't know if he's officially retired yet. We're doing a lot of like. I hope Carl Castle is still around, and maybe Bob Boylan didn't retire. I know he did, but like. He was like a big part of like me figuring like there's a whole bunch of bands from that time that like I found because of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Fleet Foxes and Arcade Fire and like a whole bunch of different like groups of like that ilk. But then once I got a hold of Wait, Don't Tell Me, that kind of
that was it.
Not All Songs Considered, because then they've got the Tiny Desk Concert, so I can just watch those.
Just why, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Jenna, how about you? NPR.
I've been trying. I don't. No, I'm not listening to anything on NPR.
It's okay.
Nothing.
Do you listen to anything?
Yeah, I listen to music. Okay. I'm listening to you guys talk right now, so that's big.
Yeah,
it's like a dream come true for you. It's
my
a gift.
Ears are ringing.
But what about podcasts in general, though?
Podcasts. So what am I been recently? The Tantra Life. Anybody know about this? My friend kind of turned me on. Like.
Nate's chiming in from the back.
No, it's called The Tantric Life. I've listened to a couple episodes of that. Interesting. I don't know how I feel about it yet, but she's got some cool guests. What else?
You gotta let it breathe a little bit. You know what I mean? You gotta let it breathe.
It's like it's like watching a Netflix show. Like I give things two episodes.
Absolutely.
And then it's like Derek with Ricky Gervais. Like I thought I was off of it after two episodes, but then it got really juicy.
Just sucked you right back in.
It's a great show. Yeah. I'm more into like TV shows, not so much podcasts.
Is that right?
That's right for right now. I could be different in a week from now. Just check in.
You start driving a lot, right?
I like audiobooks.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my jam.
I like my favorite show that was like an NPR show or whatever is Radiolab. Just absolutely love that show. I could listen to Radiolab, you know, and I don't listen to it so much anymore because I ended up like commuting all the way from here to Long Island back in the day. And now I go down on Walnut Street.
Yeah.
Like it takes like 4 minutes to get home. You know, and so you can't really get into a podcast.
I wonder if like podcast listening has gone down with remote working.
Oh.
No, in terms of like serial podcast listening for like those that used to commute.
I don't know. I think podcasts are up. What do you guys think? Podcasts?
I think they're up.
Anybody just hate podcasts? Like just can't stand podcasts? Hilda, thanks. Thanks for coming to the podcast. Thanks for coming to the live recording of the podcast tonight. Well, that's it. Isn't that the it's like the fastest 25 minutes.
It really is. Yeah.
It just flies by.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Didn't even break a sweat, and I thought I would under these lights.
You're good.
It's crazy.
Diggs, my friend, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you.
And you.
Jenna, it's great to have
it's
you
great.
On the
this
program.
This was a nice sandwich. You guys are great.
That's thank fantastic. come on back and see us sometime. When you move on to wherever you're going, just swing through Lancaster sometime.
And where's Waldo? Just keep following me. Yeah.
We'll get you back on the program. And thank you, friends. How about let's hear a round of applause for the folks in our live audience tonight. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. Check us out on the internet. We're global. We're on the internet. You can find us on all the platforms. And we will catch you, friends, next time on 5. Bye. 5.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is produced at So Good Media Studio at The Candy Factory,
a co-working and social club located in downtown Lancaster, PA.
The show is hosted by Jason Mundock and Robert Diggs, with music by John Chin.
Yeah, yeah. He's a really cool guy. Find 5x5
at the Candy Factory website, coworkinginlancaster.com.